What do you make of all the anti-LGBTQ legislation that's making its way in bills across the country?
I believe you don't stop the fight. Equality for everybody or nobody's really equal. This is how Hitler started, you know, just weeding everybody out. And then finally he, you know.
Wow, that was Girls Just Want to Have Fun singer Cyndi Lauper equating laws protecting real women and children to Nazi Germany, Hitler's Nazi Germany. Latest attack on common sense comes just days after Hershey's Chocolate used a biological man as the face of their Women's History Month campaign. In response to that, we told you that the Daily Wire co-founder Jeremy Boring released his own line of chocolate saying, quote, "We have two kinds, he, him, and she, her. One of them has nuts. If you need me to tell you which one, keep buying Hershey's." Since Friday's launch, Jeremy's Chocolate has sold over 400,000 bars of chocolate, I'm assuming for Easter baskets. And take a look at this, folks. The Biden administration today awarded an International Women of Courage Award in honor of Women's History Month to a biological man. Of course they did. We here at the Salcedo Show, we love real women and continue to be distressed over the left's contention that the best woman for the job is a man. Let's bring in two real women, host of Mary Walter Radio, Mary Walter, and domestic violence advocate and author of Truth to Triumph, Lily Sanders. Ladies, it is great to see both of you. Today is International Women's Day. Democrats claim to be the party of women and in the same breath undermine your rights and your identity. What do you make of the hypocrisy? Lily, you get to go first.
The hypocrisy. Well, first of all, are we talking about International Women's Day hypocrisy?
Yes.
Okay. So, look, with all of its great intentions, we will never move the needle without systemic action. And so, case in point, I was beaten and nearly strangled to death at the hands of my ex-husband and my young son at home. And he got one night in jail. And yet the common belief is that our government is taking strides for change. The truth is, every day when you see a former NFL player like Frank Gore just days ago, who recently pleaded guilty for a domestic violence crime, and he assaulted and dragged a woman in a hallway, leaving her naked, and he gets a slap on the wrist, and he gets a fine for $2,000. And so the courts repeatedly, they send a message to society and victims that recognize that jail time that perpetrators get is a barometer of our government's worth of a woman.
Yeah. Lily, I'm going to circle back with that in a minute. Mary, this whole idea, I mean, from what Lily was just bringing up, that's an important aspect. But of course, the very idea of femininity is under attack when now Democrats are out there openly embracing the fact that a man can be a woman.
So when you talk about the hypocrisy of all of this, I keep thinking back to Rachel Dolezal. Do you remember her? She was the woman who passed herself off as being Black and wound up as the head of an NAACP chapter, right? Remember that? And everyone was outraged. Mm-hmm. How dare you? But it's okay if a dude wakes up one morning, slaps on a skirt and goes, woohoo, feeling like a woman, and we'll put him on the front of a chocolate bar because that's okay. So the selective outrage from the left and this the lines are just so gray. To me, it just makes me laugh at the whole thing. Look, if you're an adult and you truly feel that you were born into the wrong body, you do you. I don't care. Doesn't affect me. However, I don't think that men who went through hormonal changes when they were younger and now have the muscles and the body frame and the mass of a man should be competing against a woman who is biologically a woman. And I sit here and I look at this stuff and I'm beginning to think maybe I'm the crazy one. I wasn't super good at sciences and math. Maybe I don't get it. Maybe I'm the dummy here.
Mary, I don't think it's you. Lily, I want to circle back because of the line you were going on. It intrigued me. Now, you've heard of the crimes that Biden's and the Democrats' open border policies are facilitating. Buried in the pages of the New York Times, we find out what's really going on. with illegal alien children, Biden and his duplicitous Democrats, they promised to protect. Record number of children are ending up alone, exploited, in dangerous jobs that violate child laws, not to mention sex slavery. Woke anti-Israel Ben & Jerry's is one of the companies accused of benefiting from child labor, and a tearful AOC is nowhere to be found. As an abuse survivor yourself, what goes through your mind when you see Democrat policies enabling the abuse of children in the United States?
Yeah, what goes through my mind is the literal ignorance of not being able to connect the dots, Chris. And what I mean by that is it's critically important to recognize that human trafficking and domestic violence, they don't occur independently, Chris. They just simply do not. And the point of that is they're markedly, they overlap in the behaviors and the patterns that both abusers and traffickers do and use to gain power and control over their victim. And the truth is that most of those intimate partner trafficking occurs when an abuser, look, they're coercing their partner to engage in commercial sex and forced labor, child labor, and slavery. And what's true is that trafficked individuals, they sometimes live with their trafficker, and they're subjected to the physical violence and the manipulation and all of the overbearing control, which are the literal hallmark of domestic violence.
I cannot fathom what the Democrats have done to this country and the sliding scale of propriety. Mary, we're short on time. I got to owe you a question. Mary Walter and Lily Sanders, thank you, ladies. Appreciate the visit. Coming up.